And a pleasant good evening to you from the DeWitt Gymnasium on the campus of Dort College in Sioux Center, Iowa, as we get set for Great Plains Athletic Conference Women's College Basketball, followed up by Men's College Basketball between the Dort College Defenders and the Midland Warriors. The Dort College Defender women come into today's contest 3-7. They're on a five-game losing skid, while the Midland Warriors are 3-7 overall and 0-5 of the Great Plains Athletic Conference, and Midland has struggled as of late as well. They have lost six in a row, dating back to a win over Peru State on November the 12th. Good evening, everyone. My name's Mike Biker. I'll be describing the action to you from courtside here at the DeWitt Gymnasium as the Defenders and Midland Warriors make up a game that was postponed from a little over a week ago. This past Saturday marked the one-week mark from when Dort College was supposed to have played Midland, but they were unable to make it up the road to Sioux Center on that Saturday, and we will play it here this evening, men's and women's basketball. The beginning of a busy week for the Defenders. The Dort College women will be playing on Wednesday night, as will the men. The men also play on Saturday against Briarcliff to cap a three-game week to close out first semester basketball. Had the opportunity earlier today to visit with Coach Craig Steensma about tonight's contest with the Dort College Defenders and Midland Warriors, and one of the first items of discussion was that loss to Nebraska Wesleyan, a disappointing loss for the Dort College Defender women, and here is what the coach had to say about that loss.
Yeah, you know, I mean, I think somebody said that the biggest lead was 5 points for either team, and it seemed like a game that every possession was important, and you know, we had plenty of good possessions, but we didn't get enough defensive stops. And, yeah, there's no – when you're at home, you want to win every single game you can at home. And so it's disappointing to have dropped that one at home. But, yeah, we turn the page. We're looking forward and excited for this evening.
Midland, a team that lost to Mount Marty, and they've had their share of struggles this year as well. But in this conference, those struggles don't mean a whole lot from night to night.
No, if you look at what they've been able to do score-wise against very, very good teams in the top 10, you know, they're obviously a very good team, you know, and just they haven't been able to win consistently, and hopefully we can keep that string going for them tonight. But they do have they play really hard, they rebound really well, they have some talented guards, and, they just try to pound it in high-low and a 4-on-1, and they just try to pound it in the post and attack the basket off the dribble.
It appears they don't have a deep rotation. Looks like 8 or maybe 9 kids off of the bench. Tell me about do you feel like your team can have an advantage there with depth?
Yeah, we think we can. You know, we have to make sure that we do everything we can to take advantage of that and maybe pressure them a little bit and pressure their guards. And, you know, I think if we get them up, running up and down, that should benefit us. Yet we want to make sure that it's a smart way, in a consistent way where, you know, we force them to have to get back and get tired, and hopefully we can do that this evening.
How do you get it into one of those up-tempo, running up and down the floor type games rather than a half-court grinded out game?
Well, one of the most important things, I feel, is that you can get stops. Because if you get stops, it allows you to have offensive pressure, and you can grab the ball off the glass and push it. You know, then all of a sudden you've got an up and down game. And then also making shots is another thing that's important so that you can jump in and pressure them a little bit. And, you know, if you turn the ball over, if you're missing shots, all of a sudden you're just sprinting back and you're allowing the other team to dictate the pace. So, you know, we'll have to do a great job getting stops, and then we'll also have to do a great job of putting the ball in the basket and making shots.
We've talked a lot about different things. The 2 or 3 points you put up on the board today that you say we must do this, women, for tonight's game.
We must take care of the ball, we must rebound the ball, and we must get stops.
The Midland women are 3-7 overall, 0-5 of the Great Plains Athletic Conference. League losses to Northwestern, Hastings, Concordia, Doane, and Mount Marty. The Warriors have lost 6 games in a row. Fremont, Nebraska-based school is averaging 65.7 points per game. It allows 69.9 points per contest. The Warriors won 3 games in a row at one point, taking contests against William Penn, Central Methodist, and Peru State. Midland's out-rebounding teams 38.7 to 35.8, and they make 42.6% of their field goals from the field and convert 68.5% of their free throws. Jamila Johnson and Trisha Hoffman each convert 11.1 and 11.0 points per game, respectively. Jamie Tramer gets 10.3 points per game with a team-high 8.6 rebounds. Tramer makes 51.4% of her shots from the floor, leads the team in free throws attempted while going 31 for 44. Darian Moon is converting for 9.1 points per game, and Sammy Hislop He's coming off the bench for eight games and averages 9.1 points per game. The Dort women are 3-7 overall, 1-4 in the league. They have a win over Doan on November 19th. That's the last win Dort College has. The defenders have lost five games in a row. Four of those have come by 7 points or less. Dort's averaging 62.7 points per game and allows 63.1 points per outing. They out-rebound teams 37.2 to 35.1. Defenders make 39.3% of their field goals and allow 39.3% success as well. Karen Dyke leads the team with a 12.8 points per game average. She takes down a team-high 7.7 rebounds per game with 53.7% success from the floor. Brianna Spronk scores 11.5 points per game and gets 6.4 rebounds per game. Kayla Gainsink's averaging 7.3 points per game, gets 4 rebounds, and Jessica Gelsma scoring 6.2 points. Lise Marish is good for 6.8 points per game. Dort's women lead this series 9-4. They won last year's game 79-67. 19 points for Amber Soetsma led Dort College, 15 from Kara Van Dyke. She came in off the bench. Midland was topped by Olivia Miller with 15, and the reserve Shelby Rupprecht scored 10. Midland's women lost in their most recent outing, losing to Mount Marty 62-50. Sammy Hislop came off the bench to score 16. She also grabbed 7 rebounds. Jamie Tramer tossed in 10 points with 5 rebounds. Mount Marty led 26-22 at halftime. The Dort College women lost a 63-60 decision with Nebraska Wesleyan. Defenders were led by Van Dyke with 17 points and 9 rebounds. Brianna Spronk at 13 points and 7 rebounds. Dort College was dead even in rebounding, 37-37. Turnovers were in Dort's favor on Saturday afternoon, 20-13. Let's take a 2-minute break, and we'll be back with a look at the starting lineups for today's women's college basketball game right after this. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. We're also live on the World Wide Web at kdcr.dort.edu. Taking a look at the starting lineups for tonight's basketball game. First of all, for the Midland Warriors under coach Joanne Bracker. And they will start Shaylin Miller, a 5'4 senior from Hershey, Nebraska, averaging 1.5 points per game. Sammy Hislop is a 5'7 freshman from Sparta, New Jersey, averaging 9.1 points per contest. Jamie Tramer is a 5'10 junior from Omaha, Nebraska. She wears number 10. She averages 10.3 points per game. Shelby Rupprecht is a 5'10 sophomore from Campbell, Nebraska, averaging 4.3 points per game. And wearing number 44 for the Midland Warriors is 5'9 senior from Homer, Nebraska, Trisha Hoffman, averaging 11.1 points per game. For the Dort College defenders, they will start Kayla Brookice, a 5'5 sophomore from Edgerton, Minnesota, averaging 1.5 points per contest. Jessica Gelsma is a 5'8 freshman from Hudsonville, Michigan, averaging 6.2 points per game. Kara Van Dyke is a 6'2 sophomore from Edgerton, Minnesota, averaging 12.8 points per contest. Number 35 is Brianna Spronk, a 5'11 junior from Edgerton, Minnesota, averaging 11.5 points per game. And Elise Marish is a 5'11 sophomore from Beersford, South Dakota, averaging 6.8 points per game. This is KDCR Sioux Center, Iowa, 88.5 FM. We're also live on the World Wide Web at kdcr.dort.edu. Glad to have you along with me on this Monday evening, a rare Monday night game, and forced because of the postponement of a contest from earlier this season, but we'll get it in this evening. Tonight's broadcast made possible by a great from the Van England Hoven Insurance Agency of Orange City. They do one thing, insurance. Rod DeBoer is an agent. 712-737-6000. By Team Realty of Sioux Center, providing excellent real estate services to the area. Whether buying or selling, put the team to work for you. On the World Wide Web at TeamRealtySC.com or at the office, 712-722-4472. Brian Grinewick is a broker. By Proactive Physical Therapy and Sports Rehab, services provided by Julie Ahrens and Steve Hobbleman, serving the needs of children through senior citizens, 722-1902 is the number to call to be proactive. By People's Bank, with offices in Sioux Center, Rock Valley, Akron, Lester, Hayward, and Sheldon, where values matter, member FDIC. Broadcasting from the campus of Dort College, this is KDCR Sioux Center, Iowa, 88.5 FM. Back with the start of this women's basketball game right after this. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. We're also live on the World Wide Web at kdcr.dort.edu. The Dort College defender set to jump it up in the center jump circle. Brianna Spront jumping it up for Midland is Jamie Tramer. Tip controlled by Dort College and Gelsma. Gelsma gives it off to Brookice. Brookice back over to Gelsma, looking for Marish. Instead, dribbles it to the top of the key herself. Van Dyke and Spronk are the other two starters for Dort College. Brookeye swings it over to Marish. Marish with the basketball at the point. Marish all the way to the right side, picks up her dribble on the wing, back over to Van Dyke. 10 to shoot. Slices through and is knocked to the floor, and Kara Van Dyke will go to the free throw line. For the foul is Trisha Hoffman. Hoffman whistled for her first personal foul. Kara Van Dyke will shoot a pair of free throws. Van Dyke this season, an 89% free throw shooter. She is now 26 for 29 as she makes the first one and drops the second one through. She's 27 of 30 this season. Dort College in front early, 2-0. Just underway. Glad to have you along with me on a Monday night. Midland with the basketball. Bringing it up is Shaylin Miller. Miller passes right side over to Sammy Hislop. Hislop goes over to Hoffman. Hoffman with the basketball. Hoffman gives it high post to Tramer. Right baseline. This is Ruprecht. Ruprecht shot blocked partially. Rebound taken away by Dort College, and the defenders are off and running. Jessica Jelsma across half court. Jelsma at the point. She goes right side over to Brookeis. Brookeis into the corner. Comes back to Spronk. Spronk to Jelsma. Jelsma tests the waters with the left hand. Scoops it up. Too strong. No good. Rebound tapped and controlled by Shaylin Miller. Miller gives it up to Hoffman. Hoffman wearing number 44. Comes back over to Hislop. Hislop left side. Miller. Miller on the wing. Guarded there by Marish. Bounce it down low for Tramer. Tramer's turnaround. No good. Rebound corralled by Brianna Spronk for Dort College. Spronk, cross-court pass, Brookeis. Ball fake, nothing there, she's on the wing. Comes over to Spronk, Spronk with the basketball. Spronk with it on the wing, lob pass down low for Van Dyke. Van Dyke, two players around her, and on the lob pass, Trisha Hoffman got her arms tangled up with Kara Van Dyke. And that's foul number two on Trisha Hoffman. Hoffman averaging 11.1 points per game, and 1 minute and 32 seconds into the contest, she is saddled with foul number two. She'll stay in the ball game for the time being. With the basketball, Spronk. Spronk on the wing, comes left side over to Marish. Marish, ball fake, loses the handle, picked up by Midland and Hislop. Hislop with the steal. Long pass out in front, tapped and controlled by Spronk. Spronk with the steal. She'll bring it up herself, now drops it off for Jelsma. Jelsma left side, Marish. Marish underneath to Spronk. Spronk off the glass, no good. Rebound taken down by Tramer. Tramer with the basketball, gives it up to Miller. Miller left side to Hoffman. Hoffman with the basketball. Hoffman on the wing. Hoffman gives it up to Miller. Miller out front with it. Miller back over to Hoffman. Hoffman three ball. Good. Trisha Hoffman with the three-point basket. And the Dort College defenders trail 3-2. Long pass ahead to Marish. Marish wide open shot is good. Elise Marish with the easy two-point basket. You're not going to get many of those. And Dort College leads it 4-3. 4-3 our score. Midland basketball. Right wing with it is Hislop. Hislop guarded there by Jelsma, trying to drive baseline, spins it back to the middle of the floor. Dort College has the help defense there. Ball deflected. It's kicked out of bounds. Last touch by Midland. It'll be Dort College basketball. Shelby Ruprecht kicked it out of bounds. Dort College with the basketball in front of the Dort College student section. Pass comes into Jelsma. Jelsma with the basketball in the backcourt. Jessica Jelsma. Two players around her, dribbles through the pressure herself, now drives to the lane, gets it right side over to Brookeis. Brookeis three, no good. Rebound taken down by Midland. Coming away with it, the Midland Warriors. Racing up the floor is Hoffman. Hoffman stops, tries to drop it off, and Van Dyke is there for the steal. Van Dyke with the steal, early turnovers against Midland. Here comes Dort College back the other way. Jelsma in between the circles out front. Jessica Jelsma looking, goes left side, gets it away to Marish. Marish, Spronk. Spronk facing up, drives baseline, reverse layup, good. Brianna Spronk with the two-point basket. Dort College leads it 6-3. 6-3 our score. Shaylin Miller with the basketball. Miller comes right side to Hoffman. Hoffman with the basketball, lob pass down low, and the seal and the lay-in for Midland. Jamie Tramer with her first 2 points this evening. Dort College leads 6-5. Spronk into the front court. Spronk drives in, lays it up too strong with the right hand, and Dort College will go to the free throw line. Foul's going to go on Tramer for Midland. Free throws for Brianna Spronk. Spronk, 2 points this evening on a field goal. Free throw by Brianna, off the heel, no good. She's a 71% free throw shooter entering the contest. Misses the first one. She's got another one coming. Jelsma, Brookeis, and Marish are out. Bone, Gasink, and Jamie Cook are in, staying on the floor, Spronk and Van Dyke. Second free throw by Sprunk is good. She's got 3 points, and the defenders lead 7-5. 7-5 our score, Midland basketball. Shaylin Miller with it right side. Comes over to Cameron. Cameron with the basketball. Cameron up front, Tramer. Tramer, left side, Miller. Miller bounces, drops it down low for Hoffman. Hoffman slices into the lane. Too strong with the right hand. Rebound deflected and taken away by Van Dyke. Van Dyke with the basketball. Gets it away to Gasink. Gasink up the floor, left side, Cook. Cook looking down low. Instead comes back over to Van Dyke. Van Dyke swings it left side over to Cook. Cook reverses it back over to Bone. Bone, Gasink. Gasink left side, Sprunk. Sprunk trying to feed it down low for Van Dyke. And it's tipped out of bounds, last touch by Midland. It'll be Dort College basketball. So Dort College will get the basketball back. 7-5 our score. Dort College throwing it in left corner. That's Cook. She gets it in to Bone. 13 to shoot for the defenders. Bone with it on the wing. Back over to Cook. Cook fires three. No good. Jamie Cook fails to draw iron on the three-point shot. Cook has yet to find her stroke shooting from the outside this season. Cook throwing it in, gets it into Gasink. Six to shoot. Gasink off the drive. Sure shot off the heel, no good. Rebound taken away by Hoffman. Hoffman will bring it up court herself, working against Van Dyke. She passes left side over to Miller. Miller with the basketball back over to Hoffman. Hoffman on the way. Hoffman lobs it down low. Ball deflected, picked off by Sprunk. Sprunk with the basketball. Sprunk driving the length of the floor. Gives it up, and it's kicked. Still loose. Picked up by Dort College eventually. Gasink reverses Bone. Bone, three on the way. No good. Rebound Gasink. Gasink spins. Nothing there. Sprunk on the baseline. Back over to Cook. She'll step into a three. That one's off the rim. No good. Rebound cleared out by Midland and Cameron. Cameron with the basketball. Cameron goes left side over to Miller. Miller with it on the wing. Miller gives it up Cameron. Cameron on the right side. Cameron still has the dribble, using her left hand to the free throw line. Comes back to Miller. Miller drives the lane and kicks it out of bounds. It's last touch by Dort College. It'll be Midland basketball. Spencer's in. Van Dyke is out. Midland countering with a couple of new players as well. They are Danielle Steffen and Hislop back into the contest. Also checking in for Midland is Janelle Johnson. Pass out front. With it is Cameron. Cameron gives it up. Free throw line. Shot no good. Rebound tipped out, and Midland's unable to save it off of the missed shot by Danielle Steffen. And the Dort College defenders have the basketball. 7-5, Dort College up by two. In the backcourt, they get it away to Sprunk. Sprunk up the floor, Gasink. Gasink middle of the floor to Cook. Cook at the free throw line. Gets it away to Spencer. Spencer the trailer, Sprunk. Sprunk travels with it. Tried to put it on the floor. Gets called for the travel. Dort College leads 7-5, 14:09 left to play in the first half. Midland basketball. Johnson with it in between the circles. Johnson goes left side over to Cameron. Cameron with the basketball. Cameron comes back over to Hislop. Hislop, three, good. Hislop with the three-point basket, reestablishing a lead for Midland at 8-7. Kayla Gasink comes left side, Cook. Cook will drive down, puts it up, leans in. Shot no good, but she's fouled on the play. And Jamie Cook will go to the free throw line, where she's a 64% free throw shooter this season. 13:42 remaining, first half. Cook, two free throws on the way. First one is up and good. She rattles it in. Dort College has a team 4-for-5 from the free throw line. Another free throw on the way. Sprunk is out. Van Dyke is back in. Second free throw is up. That one's off the heel. No good. Rebound tapped by Van Dyke, and we're tied up 8-8. 8-8 our score. First tie of the basketball game. Three-pointer on the way by Midland. Rattled out. No good by Hislop. Rebound cleared out by the defenders. Here comes Gasink. Gasink with the basketball across half court. Kayla picks up her dribble. Gives it high post Van Dyke. She spins. Gives it underneath Spencer. Spencer ball fake. Reverses it back out for Gasink. And we have a turnover charge to the defenders. 3 seconds in the lane. The call against Bailey Spencer. And the Dort College defenders turn the ball over. Midland with the basketball back. Tied up 8-8. 13:10 left to play in the half. And we've got a push inside called on Bailey Spencer as Danielle Stephen caught the pass. She was fouled from behind. So Stephen got fouled on the play. Midland inbounds. Sammy Hislop gets the two-point shot underneath. Dort College with the basketball. They give it up over to Spencer. Spencer goes right side over to Gasink. Gasink with the basketball, drops it down low for Cook. Cook loses it and is called for traveling. Well, I'm not sure she ever had possession of the basketball. 10-8 our score. Midland in front by two. And the Midland Warriors get the basketball back. Bringing the ball up is Jamila Johnson. Johnson comes back over to Cameron. Cameron with the basketball. Cameron back over to Hislop. Hislop with the ball. Hislop on the left elbow. She gives it up to Johnson. Johnson will test the water. She drives in, spins, puts up the fadeaway off the heel, no good. Rebound tipped in, controlled by Cook. Cook over to Gasink. Gasink with the basketball. Kayla will take it up. Long pass over the top for Van Dyke. Van Dyke had it on the baseline. Couldn't control it. Out of bounds. Last touch by Dort College. It'll be Midland basketball on the turnover. So the Dort College defenders turn it over. For Dort College, early troubles with turnovers. They have five thus far. 12:17 remaining, first half. Johnson will bring it up for Midland. She's got it in between the circles. She comes right side over to Hoffman. Hoffman into the lane. Hoffman, nothing there. Kick out pass comes back over to Stephen. Stephen, Johnson. Johnson on the left wing. Johnson looking down low. Finds Stephen. Stephen, crossover move. Blocked out by Spencer. Looking for someone to pass to. Gets it away finally over to Cameron. Three to shoot. 15-footer, no good by Stephen. Here comes Dort College. Dort up and running, and the ball is thrown away by Danelle Bone. And the Dort College defenders turn the basketball over. Jamie Cook will check out of the contest. Elise Marish will check in. Moon will check into the ballgame as well for Midland. That's Darian Moon. On the floor for Dort College right now, it's Van Dyke, Marish, Spencer, Bone, and Brookice. Left side pass, Ruprecht. Ruprecht with the basketball. Ruprecht comes back over to Moon. Moon puts it on the floor, drives in, kick out, and bangs it off of the backboard. No good. Rebound controlled by Dort College. Defenders with the basketball. Bone, right side, comes over to Marish. Marish into the lane, and she has it tipped away from her out of bounds. It will be Dort College basketball. Marish gets the ball on the right side of the lane as we face the hoop. With it is Van Dyke. Van Dyke comes back over to Brookice. Brookice, Marish. Marish with it. Dort College trailing by a deuce. Dump it down low. Marish. Marish double teamed. Marish tries to shovel it back outside. Midland comes away with it. Midland with the basketball. Moon with it. Midland looking to build on the two-point lead. We've been stuck at 12-10 for a while. Moon banks it off the heel and it drops through. She laid it up off of the back of the rim. And it falls through, and the defenders trail 12-8. They've surrendered 4 points in a row. We were tied up 8-8. With the left side is Marish. Marish pulls up from 12, rattles it, no good. Rebound controlled by Van Dyke. Ball's down on the floor. It's going to be a jump ball, alternating possession. It'll be Midland basketball. So Midland gets the basketball back. So Midland gets the basketball back. 12-8, our score. Bringing the ball up for Midland is Jamila Johnson. Johnson has the dribble. Still has her dribble alive. Working against Marish. Comes back left side over to Moon. Moon to Hislop. Hislop shot in the lane. Short, no good. Rebound taken away by Bone. Bone with the basketball. Danelle Bone, long pass ahead. Brookice. Brookice down to the baseline. Gives it up inside Van Dyke. Van Dyke short jumper off the window. Good. Straight on off of the glass. And Kara Van Dyke makes it 8. Two-point ball game at 12-10. 12-10 our score. Back the other way we come. Midland in a hurry. Shot no good by Johnson. Rebound taken away by the defenders. Here comes Dort College. Bowen into the front court. Bowen passes right side Brookice. Brookice with the ball. Brookice down to the baseline. Gives it up to Spencer. And we have a travel called on Marish. Marish whistled for the travel. .937 and counting. Midland with the basketball. Midland with the basketball. This is Moon. Moon cross-court pass. Shot is blocked. Hoffman has it blocked by Van Dyke on the right block. And the Dort College defenders tap the ball out of bounds. It'll be Midland basketball. Midland inbounding the basketball. They get it into Moon. Moon shot blocked by Spronk. Rebound taken away by Van Dyke. Van Dyke with the basketball. Back over to Jelsma. Jelsma to Marish. Marish might have shuffled her feet again. This time she gets away with it, and she knocks down the jumper from 12 on the right baseline. We're knotted up at 12-12. 12-12 our score. 9 minutes left to go in the half. Shot blocked by Van Dyke. Rebound taken away by Midland, and spinning it in is Jamie Tramer. Tramer had her shot blocked. She followed it with a strong move to the hoop, and she makes it a two-point ball game, 14-12. 8:49 and counting, first half. Left side pass, Brookice. Brookice with the basketball. Haven't had many stoppages in play here in the first half. Brookice gives it down low. Gets it right side, Jelsma. Jelsma into the lane, lost her footing. Picked up by Moon. Moon with the basketball for Midland. Bounce pass, long bounce pass into the front court. Getting it underneath is Hoffman, and Hoffman is hacked on the arm. Foul's going to go on Dort College and Kayla Brookice. Free throws on the way for Trisha Hoffman. Hoffman with 3 points so far this evening. First free throw no good by Hoffman. Hoffman, a 75% free throw shooter coming into the contest. Both teams substituting liberally here. On the floor for Dort College, it's Cook, Sprock, Jelsma, Spencer, and Gasink. Second free throw misses badly by Hoffman. Rebound taken away by Dort College. Coming up the floor for the defenders will be Jelsma. Jelsma across half court. Jelsma gets a screen by Spencer. Kick out Gasink. She sets. Her fire is good. Three-point basket by Kayla Gasink from the left corner. And the Dort College defenders take the lead back at 15-14. Gasink averaging 7 points per ball game, a little over 7 points per game. Shaylin Miller gets it out front. Moon. Moon to the left elbow. Nothing there. Cut off. Fires it off of one of her own teammates. Takes it back at half court. Does Moon. Now drops it off. Shot on the way. Baseline is good from 5 feet by Jamie Tramer. Moon hit it right off of the forehead of one of her teammates, and the ball bounced all the way back to half court, and they end up getting a busted play bucket out of the deal for Midland. On the other end, a foul on Jamie Tramer, her second. Brianna Spronk will go to the free throw line to shoot a pair. Midland has been charged with a total of five fouls, two of them against Tramer and two against Trisha Hoffman. Our third tie of the contest right here at 16-16. Brianna Spronk shooting the free throw, and she unlocks the tie. 17-16, Dort College on a pair of free throws by Spronk. She's now 3-for-4 this evening. She's got 5 points. Midland basketball. With it is Miller. Miller goes right side, Moon. Moon looking to Hislop. Instead goes top of the key. Left side pass, Miller. Miller underneath. Nothing there. Kicking it out of Stephen. Stephen. Back right side, Moon. Moon with the basketball. Moon off the dribble. Crosses over to the right hand. Ball deflected. Taken away by Cook. Cook gives it back over to Gasink. Gasink will bring the ball into the front court. Kayla goes right side, Spencer. Spencer, Spronk. Spronk looking for the trail instead. Tries to feed it underneath the Jelsma. It's taken away. Midland comes up with it. Stolen back by Spronk. Spronk to Gasink. Gasink to Jelsma. Jelsma with the basketball. Jelsma across half court. She's got it with the left hand. Passes to Spronk. Spronk lob pass underneath. Spencer spins in the lane. Too strong off of the glass. Rebound taken down by Dort College. Comes back over to Jelsma. Jelsma's shot in traffic. Shot no good. Rebound taken away by Midland and Stephen. Stephen with the basketball. She comes back over to Miller. Miller on the left side with it. Miller comes back over to Moon. Moon into the free throw lane. And she tries to dump it off. York College leads 17-16 after the turnover by Midland as they threw it away. Today's broadcast made possible by Northside Body Shop, serving the community since 1955, offering body and fender work, painting, glass installation, and frame repair. 722-2313 and by Kevin Gasing, CFA and Water Valley Investment Advisors, custom-tailored investment services for the successful investor, 395-0764. Jamie Cook on the left wing, into the left corner, Van Dyke. Van Dyke out front, Gasing. Gasing comes back right side. They give it intended for Spront, tipped and controlled by Van Dyke. Van Dyke hacked across the nose, and a foul on the play called on Sammy Hislop. Team foul number 6 on Midland. Next foul sends Dort College into the bonus with 6:12 remaining in the contest. In the first half, I should say. Donnell Bone with the basketball. Bone with it, crosses over with the left hand, comes back over to Spronk. Spronk left side, she'll size up a three, lets it go, no good. Rebound tipped out long, coming away with it is Cameron. Cameron with the basketball, and she'll bring it up to midcourt, and she's going to be called for double dribble. Double dribble, the violation called on Cameron. It'll be Dort College basketball. Brianna Spronk will inbound the basketball. She gives it to Danelle Bone, 17-16, Dort College by a point. Bone goes left side, Spronk, Spronk underneath Cook. Cook with a left hand, short-armed it, no good. Rebound taken away, here comes Midland. Midland back the other way. Kristen Cameron takes it across half court, gives it off to Miller. Miller will set the offense. Dort College man-to-man defense. On the right elbow, the pass to Stephen. Stephen comes back over to Miller. Miller with it. Miller lost it. Picked up, though, by Midland. 10 to shoot. Taken back by Bone, and Bone is fouled from behind. Foul's called on Danielle Stephen. Danielle Stephen ran over the top of Danielle Bone, and Bone will go to the free throw line to shoot a pair. 5.2 points per game average for Bone, and we've got a timeout on the floor. Timeout charge to Midland. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. That's the 32nd timeout charged to Midland. Dort College leading 17-16. A 1-1 opportunity coming here for Danelle Bone. Bone, a 73% free throw shooter. Dort College leading by a point. Bonus time for the defenders the rest of the way in the half. Free throw off the heel, no good by Bone, and a push-up called underneath against Brianna Spronk. And Spronk has just picked up her first personal. Team foul number 3 on the defenders. They've got some fouls to give before getting into the bonus for Midland. Midland with the basketball in the backcourt. Tap by Bones. Steal by Spronk. Saves it in. No. Stepped on the sideline. Out of bounds. It'll be Midland basketball. So Midland not responding well to the initial pressure by the defenders. Now Dort College will back off and play half court. Looks like a 2-3 or a matchup, if you will. Shaylin Miller guarded there by Gasink. Dort College switching off out front. Comes back to Miller. Miller, right side, three-pointer on the way. That's going to miss badly off of the rim, off the backboard, nearly banked in. Coming in for the rebound of the putback is Shaylin Miller. And Miller reestablishes a one-point lead for Midland, 18-17. 4:45 left to play in the half. Bone to Spronk. Spronk lob passed over the top. Cook. Cook off of the glass. Good. Jamie Cook with 3 points. And the defenders lead 19-18. Midland baseball pass over the top. And that's out of bounds. Turnover off of a last touch by Midland. It's Dort College basketball. 4:29 left to play in the half. Today's broadcast made possible by Iowa State Bank, proudly serving the communities of Sheldon, Orange City, Holierton, Craig, Polina, Remsen, and Sanborn, member FDIC. Gasing to Van Dyke, Van Dyke to Spronk. Spronk spins it down low, Marish. Marish on the isolation, gets the shot to go, and she's fouled. Elise Marish with 6 points. She'll go to the free throw line to try and complete the old-fashioned three-point play and establish the largest lead for either team this evening, or will match the biggest lead by either team this evening. Midland had a 12-8 lead at one point, a 4-point lead. Dort College trying to match it here. 4:14 left to play in the half. Free throw is up. Free throw is good by Marish. Marish, a 56% free throw shooter, drops that one straight through. And the defenders lead 22-18. They've scored 5 points in a row. Midland, long pass into the front court. Hoffman. Hoffman misses the wide open layup. Not going to get many opportunities like that. And Hoffman misses with the right hand. So wide open, she short-armed it off of the glass. Dort College basketball. Underneath it goes Marish. Marish on the give and go to Van Dyke. Van Dyke unable to corral the pass, though. And here comes Midland. Midland with the basketball. Johnson. Johnson fires it underneath. Kick out Hoffman. Hoffman will let fly with a three. Misses everything. No good. Rebound on the weak side, though. Shot no good. Rebound taken away by Marish. And a jump ball called. Alternating possession. It's Dort College basketball. Marish to inbound the basketball. Gasink is out. Jelsma is in. Jessica Jelsma will bring the basketball up for the defenders. Marish, Bone, Van Dyke, and Spronk on the floor along with her. Van Dyke out front. She'll put up a three. Missed it. No good. Rebound taken away by Midland. Midland basketball. Coming up with it is Johnson. Johnson across half court. Johnson goes into the corner. Cameron. Cameron with the basketball. Cameron to Ruprecht. Ruprecht with the basketball. Ruprecht to Hoffman. Hoffman underneath Johnson. Johnson wraparound layup. No good with the left hand. Rebound taken down by Van Dyke. 3 minutes left to go in the half. Dort College by four. Dort College trying to build on their biggest lead tonight. Pass goes left side. Marish looking for the post up for Jelsma. Can't get open. Now they'll swing it back to the top of the key. Comes back out front to Bone. Bone with the basketball. Left side it goes. Jelsma. Jelsma travels with it. Jelsma travels with it on the left wing. And Dort College turns it over. So Dort College turns it over. It will be Midland basketball. 2:45 and counting. First half. 22-18. Dort College by four. Johnson with the basketball guarded by Bone. Bone cuts her off once, turns her. She comes right side, gets it over to Hoffman. Hoffman gives it up to Ruprecht. Ruprecht underneath, kick out pass intended for Lycus, and Lycus runs out of bounds with it. Spencer cut her off, and Lycus just kept running to the baseline and ends up out of bounds. Dort College gets the basketball back. 2:27 and counting, first half. Jelsma with the basketball across half court. Jelsma on the left wing to Spencer. Spencer underneath puts up the shot. Does Marish, and Marish has 9 first half points. Elise Marish gives Dort College their biggest lead of the ball game at 24-18. 2 minutes remaining in the first half. Hoffman in the corner. Hoffman bounces it down low. Tramer right side, now gets the return pass to Tramer on the block. She again fires it back outside for Hoffman. Hoffman ball fake. Tries to bounce it down low. It's taken away by Spronk. Dort College does not have the numbers. Spronk with it. 2-on-3. Now picks it up. Swings it left side over to Jelsma. Jelsma puts it on the deck hard. Puts up the one-handed leaner. Good. Jessica Jelsma with the two-point basket. Her first field goal of the night. Dort College leads by 8, 26-18. 1:30 remaining in the half. Two players waiting at the bench for both teams. Pass goes high post, Tramer. Tramer guarded by Spencer. Dort College has some fouls to give. They give it to Lycus, and Lycus travels with it. Second turnover by Lycus here this evening. And Dort College will get the basketball back with an opportunity to build on the 8-point lead, and they can push it to double digits with a bucket here. Jessica Jelsma bringing the ball up. She goes right side, Brookice. Brookice on the wing. Kayla Brookice comes back out front. Spronk. Spronk left side. Jelsma. Jelsma with the basketball. Jelsma down to the baseline. Nothing there out front. Spencer. She'll rock into a jump shot. No good up the side of the rim. Rebound taken away by Midland. Johnson will bring it up. Under a minute left to play in the half. Johnson passes right side. This is Hislop. Hislop fires up the awkward shot. No good. Rebound taken away by Spencer after the ball fails to draw iron. Jelsma into the lane, double team, got in too deep, and the turnover gives the basketball back to Midland. Midland gets the basketball back on the jump ball. Midland will throw it in, length of the floor in front of them. And here come the Warriors with the basketball. Jamila Johnson with it. Johnson puts up the short jumper. It's good. Johnson with a short jumper in the lane. It's 26-20, Dort College by 6. 22 seconds remaining in the half. Jelsma, left side pass, comes over to Sprott. Dort College will hold for the final shot. If they can maintain possession, should get into the locker room up by at least 6. Spencer dumps it down low. Cook, 8 to shoot. Over to Sprott. Sprott drives in, puts up the shot. Too strong, no good. Rebound taken down by Cook, and Cook is fouled on the putback attempt. That foul is going to go on Sammy Hislop, her second. Free throw by Cook is no good. So Cook misses the first free throw. She's got another one coming. Dort College can afford to play defense very aggressively here. Just 4 team fouls. Cook makes one of two. And the defenders lead 27-20. 3.2 seconds left to play. In the half, long pass into the front court. Lycus. Lycus drives in, blocked by Gelsman. The ball's off of the bottom of the backboard by Midland. And the Dort College defenders take a 27-20 lead into the halftime locker room. Midland ended up with a long pass over the top, but were unable to convert. On the other end, Dort College able to retreat enough on defense to bother the shot. And we go to the halftime locker room, Dort College leading by 7. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. Today's broadcast made possible by Hilt Real Estate, Brenda Doctor and Pat Hilt, offering real estate solutions for home, commercial, investment, and rental needs. 722-0707, located on First Avenue next to Central Park in downtown Sioux Center. Also online at HiltRealEstate.com. By Highway Chevrolet Buick in Rock Valley, over 150 new and used vehicles in stock. See the entire inventory on the web at 3W.HighwayChevrolet.com. And by Farmers Mutual Insurance Association of Hull and Grinnell Mutual Reinsurance Company, providing farm mutual insurance to Northwest Iowa farmers and homeowners since 1886. Broadcasting from the campus of Dort College, this is KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. We're also live on the World Wide Web at kdcr.dort.edu. Back with more after this. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. We're also live on the World Wide Web at kdcr.dort.edu. The Dort College defenders lead at halftime 27-20. Today's broadcast made possible by CNH Body Repair in Orange City. The reputation didn't happen by accident. Now using environmentally friendly waterborne paint from PPG, and by Borenson's of Boyden, handling gravel and excavation needs. On the web at Borenson's.com, the dust settles, you'll appreciate their quality service. Dort College leads 27-20. We had two ties in the first half at 8 and at 12. Dort College took their biggest lead of the ballgame at 26-18. Midland cut the lead to 6 at 26-20, and a Jamie Cook free throw with under 4 seconds remaining made it 27-20. That's where we go to the locker room. Dort College led unofficially by Elise Marish with 9 points. Midland topped by Jamie Tramer with 6. This is KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. Back with a look at the numbers right after this. The numbers look like this. Dort College, 9 for 24 from the floor, 37.5%. 1 for 7 on threes, 14.3%. 8 for 12 on free throws, 66.7%. For Midland, 9 for 31 from the floor, 29%. 2 for 7 on threes, 28.6%. 0 for 2 on free throws, 40%. Dort College out-rebounded Midland, 22-18. Turnovers, Dort College 13, Midland 12. Individually, Elise Marish, 9 points, 4 for 5 from the floor, 1 for 1 on free throws. 5 for Brianna Spronk, 2 on field goals, 3 on free throws. 4 points each for Jamie Cook and Kara Van Dyke, 3 for Kayla Gasing, 2 for Jessica Gelsma for Dort College's total of 27. For Midland, they are topped by Jamie Tramer, 6 points. She's 3 for 5 from the floor. Sammy Hislop has 5 points. 3 points for Trisha Hoffman, 2 for Shaylin Miller, 2 for Jamila Johnson and Darian Moon. Rebounding, Midland is topped by Shelby Ruprecht with 4, 3 for Kristen Cameron. For Dort College, Kara Van Dyke has 8 rebounds, 3 for Kayla Gasing, 2 each for Danelle Bone, Bailey Spencer, and Jamie Cook. 3 assists for Jessica Jelsma, 4 block shots for Kara Van Dyke, 4 steals for Brianna Sprunk. For Midland, 5 different players have 1 assist each. They have no blocked shots. 6 steals with 2 each for Darian Moon and Sammy Hislop. And 2 other players have 1 steal each. 27-20 our score, Dort College by 7 at halftime. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. Today's broadcast made possible by American State Bank. Offices in Sioux Center, Hospers, Granville, Albert, and Hall. Member FDIC and the community. By Kevin Gasing, CFA and Water Valley Investment Advisors, custom-tailored investment services for the successful investor, 712-395-0764. And by Northside Body Shop, serving the community since 1955, offering body and fender work, painting, glass installation, and frame repair, 722-2313. Broadcasting from the campus of Dort College, this is KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. We're also live on the World Wide Web at kdcr.dort.edu. Dort College leads 27-20 at halftime of this Great Plains Athletic Conference women's basketball game. No other GPAC games going on this evening, as this is typically a night off in the Great Plains Athletic Conference. The Dort College Defender men's and women's basketball teams will be at home this Wednesday night when they host Morningside in GPAC basketball. And then this Saturday, the Dort College men's team will be on the road to Briar Cliff, while the women have the day off, as the women will be playing that game with Briar Cliff on January the 2nd at 6 p.m. Other GPAC basketball happening this week includes non-conference play, Midland at Bellevue. Mount Marty's at Dakota Wesleyan in a GPAC game on Wednesday night. That's a doubleheader. Friday, York is at Concordia. Dakota Wesleyan is scheduled to play Doan on Friday in a GPAC basketball. Not sure if that is correct, but that's what's on the schedule right now. And then this Saturday, a full day of basketball as teams wrap up play before the Christmas break for many of them. 27-20 our score, Dort College by 7. Today's broadcast made possible by a grant from Team Realty of Sioux Center, providing excellent real estate services to the area. Whether buying or selling, put the team to work for you on the World Wide Web at teamrealtysc.com or at the office, 712-722-4472. Brian Grunewig, a broker. And by Proactive Physical Therapy and Sports Rehab, services provided by Julie Ahrens and Steve Hobbeman, serving the needs of children through senior citizens. 722-1902 is the number to call to be proactive. This is KDCR Sioux Center, Iowa, 88.5 FM. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. We're also live on the World Wide Web at kdcr.dort.edu. Today's broadcast made possible by People's Bank with offices in Sioux Center, Rock Valley, Akron, Lester, Hayward, and Sheldon, where values matter. Member FDIC. By Hilt Real Estate, Brenda Doctor and Pat Hilt, offering real estate solutions for home, commercial, investment, and rental needs. 722-0707, located on First Avenue next to Central Park in downtown Sioux Center. Also online at hiltrealestate.com. And by Iowa State Bank, proudly serving the communities of Sheldon, Orange City, Hull, Ayrton, Craig, Paulina, Remsen, and Sanborn. Member FDIC. Dort College leads at 27-20 at halftime. Great Plains Athletic Conference women's college basketball. Elise Marish with 9 to lead the defenders. Jamie Tramer has 6 to pace the Midland Warriors. Back with the second half of play right after this. Listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. We're also live on the World Wide Web at kdcr.dort.edu. Today's broadcast made possible by a grant from Highway Chevrolet Buick in Rock Valley. Over 150 new and used vehicles in stock. See the entire inventory on the web at 3w.highwaychevrolet.com. Dort College with the basketball as we start the second half. Jessica Jelsma picks up her dribble, passes left side to Elise Marish. Marish with it on the wing. Marish out front. It comes Brookice. Brookice with the basketball. Midland in a 1-2-2 zone defense. Comes back over to Brookice. Brookice goes inside to Van Dyke. Van Dyke tipped. Gets it inside Marish. Marish double team. Puts it up strong. Good. She's got 11 points. Elise Marish with a 2-point basket. Dort College has their biggest lead of the ballgame at 29-20. Midland with the basketball. Bringing it up. Taking it up is Shaylin Miller. Miller gives it off right wing to Hoffman. Hoffman's pass right side to Sammy Hislop. Hislop with the basketball on the wing. Hislop gives it up right side over to Ruprecht. Ruprecht down to the baseline. Cut off there. They dish it inside, and the shot is good by Jamie Tramer in the lane. Tramer makes it 29-22. 29-22 our score. Jelsma. Jelsma goes right side to Brookice. Brookice back over to Jelsma. Jelsma with it in between the circles. Comes left side over to Marish. Marish with the basketball. Marish looking. Goes back over to Brookice. Brookice intended for Spronk, and Spronk had turned to go make a screen. Here comes Hoffman with the basketball after the turnover. Hoffman gives down low. Spinner in the lane. Shot no good by Shelby Ruprecht. Dort College gets the basketball back. Brookice doesn't have the numbers. She's through the free throw line. Tries to bounce it for Spronk. Kick out back over to Jelsma. Jelsma down to the baseline. Cut off there. Back over to Brookice. Brookice has a player open underneath. Goes to Spronk. Spronk ducks underneath. Shot no good. Block gets it back. Shot no good off of the bottom of the backboard. Rebound taken away by Tramer. 29-22. Dort College down up 7. Hoffman down to the baseline. Her shot no good. A rebound taken away on the weak side by Brookice. Brookice will let traffic clear. Now she brings it up court herself. Brookice with the basketball. Brookice goes left side. Jelsma. Jelsma with it on the wing. Jelsma crosses over. Takes it hard to the hole. Tries to dump it off for Van Dyke. And Van Dyke too hot to handle. And she loses it out of bounds. With the basketball is Tramer. Tramer comes out front for Miller. Miller with the basketball. Miller will bring it up. 17:45 left to play in the half. Comes back right side over to Hoffman. Hoffman gives it up over to Miller. Miller with the basketball in between the circles out front. Miller comes back right side over to Hoffman. Hoffman dumps it underneath. Comes back. Gets it over to Hoffman. Cross court pass. Tramer. Taken away by Gasink. Gasink with the basketball. Gasink into the ballgame at the last break. Comes underneath Spronk. Spronk to Van Dyke. Van Dyke reverses it back over to Spronk on the wing. Spronk with the basketball. Comes back right side over to Jelsma. Jelsma, 17-footer, is good. Jessica Jelsma with 4 points, and the defenders lead by 9 again, 31-22. 31-22, our score. Midland with the basketball. This is Miller. Miller, long pass into the front court. Hoffman, too strong with a jumper, and an over-the-back foul is going to go on Jessica Jelsma. Jelsma unable to get inside. And Dort College will now play the defense underneath. Right side of the lane as we face the hoop. Shaylin Miller throws it in over the top. She finds Hoffman. Hoffman gives it up down on the block to Miller. Miller, right side, three-pointer. No good. Rebound controlled by Spronk. Spronk outlets over to Jelsma. Jelsma over the basketball. Jelsma in between the circles goes left side. Gasink. Gasink, three. Good. Kayla Gasink with 2 threes tonight. Dort College has their biggest lead of the ballgame at 34-22. 12-point advantage for the defenders, and we've got a timeout on the floor. Timeout charge to Midland. Left side pass, Hoffman. Hoffman with the basketball. She works in against Cook. Dort College playing with a dozen-point lead. Midland has the basketball. Working it is Sammy Hislop. Hislop's pass down low, deflected and picked off by the defenders. Defenders with the basketball coming back the other way. Danelle Bone. Bone with the ball comes back over to Cook. Cook underneath Van Dyke. Van Dyke spins off the glass. No good. Rebound taken away by Spronk. No, Midland comes up with it. That's Tramer. Tramer with the basketball. Tramer feeds it right side to Hoffman. Hoffman on the fly on the right wing. Stops. Thinks about the three. Decides against it. Passes inside Tramer. It's taken back by the defenders and Bone. Bone with the basketball. Bone gives it up right side. Spronk. Spronk has the baseline. Spins in the lane. Puts the shot up. Blocked. And we have a jump ball called alternating possession. It will be Midland basketball. Midland basketball. Van Dyke is out. I believe Jelsma also checked out of the ball game. Spencer's in the game along with Cook, Bone, Gasink, and Sprock. Midland basketball. This is Miller. Miller on the left wing. Miller comes back over to Hoffman. Hoffman in between the circles. She comes back right side. Hislop. Hislop puts up the floater in the lane. Shot no good. Rebound taken away by Cook. Cook up the floor. Dort College controls it. Spencer reverses back over to Bone. Bone with the ball. Splits the defense. Shovels it outside. Sprock. Sprock with the basketball. Sprock to Cook. Cook swings it left side. Spencer. Spencer with the basketball. Spencer goes elbow to Sprock. Sprock jumper no good. Rebound taken away by Midland. Midland up the floor. They pass it left side. This is Sammy Hislop. Reverse layup by Tramer is good, going left to right. And the defenders lead 34-24. 14:55 and counting. Driving with the right hand is Bone. Bone short arms the layup attempt. Rebound taken away by Midland. Coach Craig Steensma wanted a foul call. Shaylin Miller with the basketball on the right side. Gives Hoffman. Shot no good, but a foul on the play called on Bailey Spencer. Spencer whistled for the personal. Her first. I beg your pardon. Her second now. And that is team foul number two on the defenders in this half. Two free throws on the way for Stephen. She was fouled in the act of shooting. First free throw is good. Midland was 0-for-2 from the free throw line up to that point. Dort College 8-for-12 on free throws tonight, unofficially. Second free throw is off the heel, no good. Midland is now 1-for-4. Bailey Spencer has the ball tapped out of bounds. Last touch by Midland. It'll be Dort College basketball. Dort College by 9, 34-25. Donnell Bowen at the free throw line. Comes back over to Spencer. Spencer, Van Dyke. Van Dyke in traffic. Tries to put it on the floor, and it's taken away on the double team by Johnson. Johnson with the basketball. Johnson comes right side, Hoffman. Hoffman goes down to the block. This is Tramer. Tramer in the lane, rattles it home, does the pass from Tramer to Stephen. Stephen gets the shot to go. Three-point play opportunity on the way for Midland. 34-27 our score. The foul called on Marish. Marish late in arriving on the shot in the lane. Free throw is up and down. 34-28, Dort College by four. I beg your pardon, by six, 4 points for Stephen. 34-28 our score. Bone with it on the right wing. Bone looking, goes high post, Marish. Marish, Spencer. Spencer scoops it up with the left hand, draws the foul on Jamie Tramer. Tramer has just picked up her third personal. Bailey Spencer will go to the free throw line to shoot a pair as she was fouled in the act of shooting. Kayla Brookice is going to check into the ballgame. First free throw by Spencer, no good. Another free throw on the way for Spencer. Cook is going to check into the game. Spencer's free throw is good, so Spencer makes one of two. And the defender lead is 35-28. Midland basketball. Johnson with it in the backcourt. Johnson will take it across half court. All the way in, drives in with the right hand, lays it up, good. Two-point basket for Johnson. She's got 4 points, and the defender lead is 5, 35-30. Wasn't that long ago. It was a 12-point lead for the defenders. Cook into traffic. Tries to dump it off for Marish. She's on the right elbow. Comes back over to Brookice. Brookice three. Good. Kayla Brookice with the three-point basket. Dort College leads 38-30. Both these teams trying to snap long losing skids. Midland on the other end. Johnson misses the layup attempt. It's tapped out of bounds, last touch by Midland. It'll be Dort College basketball. 38-30, Dort College, up by 8. 13-20 and counting, ball game. Pass goes underneath Cook. Cook looks to reverse it. Two players around her. Gets it back into Brookice. The runner in the lane, too strong off the heel. Rebound taken away by Cameron. Cameron with the basketball. Cameron goes right side. Hoffman. Tramer dumps it off right side, shot by Stephen, no good. Rebound controlled on the weak side by Brookice. Brookice for the basketball. Brookice goes right side, Van Dyke. Van Dyke with it on the wing. She'll put up the jumper, missed it, no good. Rebound controlled by Steffen. Here comes Midland. Trailing by 8. They've cut it down to 5 at one point. It's back to 8 here, 38-30. Left side pass. They go underneath Tramer, and Tramer was on the baseline. Came back into bounds as she caught that pass. So the turnover against Midland. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. Turnovers thus far tonight. North College 17, Midland charged with 15. We approach the midpoint of the second half. Danelle Bone passes left side to Elise Marish. Marish underneath Cook. Cook spins, splits the defense. Back over to Van Dyke. Free throw line jumper off the side of the iron. Rebound taken away by Gasing. Gasing to Van Dyke. Van Dyke off of the glass, good. Kara Van Dyke with 6 points. Defenders lead 40-30. Back to a 10-point margin. Midland basketball. Out front it comes. Tramer. Tramer gives it up. Hislop. Hislop. Shot blocked. Rebound taken away by the defenders. Here comes Marish with the basketball. Working against Moon. Doesn't have the numbers. Kick out. Bone. Bone. Three. No good. Rebound tapped and controlled by Stephen. Stephen with the basketball. Stephen comes back over to Johnson. Johnson with the basketball in between the circles. Guarded there by Bone. Driving with the left hand. We've got a hand check called on Danelle Bone. Bone whistled for the personal, her first. Team foul number 4. So free throws on the way? No, beg your pardon. Not into the bonus yet. That's team foul number 4 on the defenders. Johnson will inbound the basketball. Passes over to Moon. Moon with the basketball on the left wing. Well beyond the three-point arc. Guarded there by Gasink. They get it. High post. To Tramer. Tramer has to come out and meet it. Comes back over to Johnson. Johnson, left side to Moon, and Moon travels with it. Dort College gets the basketball back, leading 40-30 are the defenders. This is KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. 11:20 remaining in the ballgame. Dort College led 27-20 at halftime. With it on the right side is Jelsma. Jelsma, Spronk, Spronk, Cook. Cook with it on the left wing. Her three off the mark, no good. Rebound taken away by Midland. Midland off and running. Johnson. Johnson with the ball. Johnson on the left wing. Still has her dribble. Now swiped at by Jelsma. Picks it up on the left wing. Back over to Moon. Moon out front. Comes to the free throw line to Tramer. Tramer lobs it down low. Intended on the play for Danielle Steffen. And the Dort College defenders want a timeout. Timeout charge to Dort College. 10:51 left to go in the ballgame. Dort College 40, Midland 30. Back with more after this. Dort College by 10. 10:51 left to go in the half. That's in the ballgame for that matter. So we approach the midpoint of the second half. Dort College led tonight by Elise Marish with 5 points, with 11, I should say. Brianna Spronk has 5. Midland on defense as Dort College brings it up. Here's Brianna Spronk. Bounce pass, right side, Gasink. Gasink back over to Spronk. Spronk with the basketball. Reverses over to Jelsma. Jelsma on the left wing. 15 to shoot for the defenders. Into the corner it goes to Spronk. Spronk. To Gasink, 9 to shoot. Back to Van Dyke. Van Dyke shot, good. Kara Van Dyke with a 2-point basket. She's got 8 points. And the defender lead is 42-30. So Dort College enjoying a 12-point lead now. Matching their biggest lead of the ballgame and answering back with a 3 is Johnson. Johnson now with 7. And the defenders with a 9-point lead bring it across half court. Cook at the free throw line. Dumps it off right side Van Dyke. Van Dyke short jumper right baseline. Good. Kara Van Dyke back-to-back buckets. And the defenders back up by 10. Beg your pardon, 11. At 44-33. Midland basketball free throw line. They get it back over to Moon. Moon will drive in. Double team. Lost it. Picked up by Van Dyke. Van Dyke with the basketball. Van Dyke over to Jelsma. Jelsma at the free throw line. Dumps it off left side. Gasink. Gasink outside. Cook. Cook thought about the three. Decides to go into the free throw line instead and is called for traveling. ...44-33. Midland down by 11 with the basketball for the Warriors. 9:29 left to go in the ballgame. Dort College enjoying an 11-point lead. See if the defenders can finish this one off and get one back in the win column. On the left side is Johnson. Johnson picks up her dribble. Gambling for it was Gasing. Gasing comes up empty. Now Midland attacking the basket. Comes back right side over to Hislop. Hislop lost it. Picked up by Jelsma. Jelsma with the basketball. Picks up her dribble. Gets it Gasing. Gasing three ball. Bang, bang, bang. Three-point basket for Gasing. She's got nine. And the defenders lead 47-33. All three of Gasing's buckets. Three-pointers. Shot on the way by Johnson. Johnson draws the foul. And will go to the free throw line to try and complete the old-fashioned three-point play. Foul is called on Dort College's Caravan Dyke. Jelsma will check out of the ballgame. And Johnson will go to the free throw line. She averages 11 points per game. And she misses the free throw. She's got nine. Dort College leads 47-35. An opportunity for Dort College to stretch the lead out again. Comes right side Marish, and tipping it away is Hoffman out of bounds. It'll be Dort College basketball. Dort College inbounding on the sideline. They get it in. Van Dyke. High-low pass for Marish, and Marish is fouled on the play by Tramer, and Tramer has just picked up her fourth personal. Marish will go to the free throw line to shoot a pair as she was fouled in the act of shooting. 47-35, Dort College by a dozen, and Marish misses the free throw. Marish, a 56% free throw shooter, is 1 for 2 this evening. This one's up and good, so Marish makes 1 of 2. She's got 12, and the defenders lead by 13, 48-35. Johnson with the basketball, tapped away by Bone. Coming up with it is Cook. Cook flips it ahead to Gasing. Gasing with the right hand from the left side, good. Kayla Gasing with 11 points, and the defenders lead 50-35. Timeout charge to Midland. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. Back with more after this. Our score. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. Dort College leading by 15. This is their biggest lead of the ballgame, I believe. Taking a look back at my notes, 47-33, the previous high water mark. Shot blocked by Spronk on the attempt by Johnson. Goes out of bounds. Last touch by the defenders. It'll be Midland basketball. 8:11 left to go in the half, in the ballgame. Midland to throw it in. Left side of the lane as we face the hoop. Johnson. Ball deflected. Taken away by Gasing. Gasing with the steal. Gasing with the basketball. Gets it away to Bone. Bone with the ball. Bone across half court. Left side. Spronk. Spronk. Rifles it over to Marish, and Marish can't hang on to it. Ball goes out of bounds, last touch by the defenders. It'll be Midland basketball. So Dort College turns it over. Turnover totals creeping up there for both teams right now. Dort College with 18, Midland with 19 now as they throw it away on the other end. Dort College gets the basketball back. 7:49 remaining. Ball game. Bringing it up will be Bone. Bone across half court. Bone comes back over to Spronk. Spronk with it. Gives to Cook. Cook left side. Bone. Three. Good. Danelle Bone with the three-point basket. Dort College stretches the lead out to 18 at 53-35. Pass into the front court. Hislop with it at the free throw line. Stops. Too strong off the glass. Rebound taken away by Spronk. Spronk outlets over to Bone. Bone with the basketball. Up the floor it goes Cook. Cook with it on the left wing. She comes right side. Spronk will step into a three. Missed it. No good. Rebound off the glass. Off of the rim. Rebound controlled by Cook on the weak side. And we've got a foul called on Midland on the rebound. Danielle Stephen, called for the personal. Her third. Likas checks back into the ballgame for Midland. Cook will throw it in. Cook looking. Gets it in to Marish. Marish on the left wing. Marish back over to Brookice. Brookice for the basketball. Brooke Ice comes back, left side over to Cook. Cook with it, back over to Marish. Marish, 17-footer, good. Elise Marish with 14 points. Dort College leads 55-35. Biggest lead of the ballgame for the defenders. Bringing the ball up is Miller. Miller on the right wing. Miller comes back out front. Tramer. Tramer to Miller. Miller with a basketball. Swing pass over the top. Midland basketball. Miller. Miller lets fly with a three. Misses everything. Rebound taken away on the weak side by Tramer. And we've got a foul called before the ball gets outletted. And the defenders whistled for the personal. That's Elise Marish, her second. 6:26 left to go in the ball game. Midland to throw it in. Miller. Miller throws it in over the top. Lycus. Lycus to Steffen. Goes in underneath. Now the kick out pass. Three misses everything but the bottom of the backboard on the attempt by Shaylin Miller. And the Dort College lead is 55-35. Dort College gets the ball out of bounds. Bringing it up, the defenders. They go left side, Van Dyke. Van Dyke with it. Gives it up underneath to Van Dyke from Cook. And Cook fed Van Dyke down low, and Kara Van Dyke is fouled on the arm on the way up. She'll go to the free throw line to shoot a pair. 55-35, Dort College by 20. First free throw is good. Kara Van Dyke with 11. Defenders lead 56-35, now 57-35. Kara Van Dyke with 4 points on free throw. She's 4 for 4. 12 points for the ball game. 6 of them coming in the last 4 minutes or so. Today's broadcast made possible by CNH Body Repair in Orange City. The reputation didn't happen by accident. Dort College full court pressure defense, ball controlled by Midland. They get it across half court. They set their offense. They go high post to Steffen. Steffen drives in, double teamed, and on the double down by Marish, they force a turnover. Elise Marish, of the games I've seen this season, her best game offensively for certain. Also making an impact on the defensive end. With it on the right side is Bone. Bone to Brookice. Brookice, three off the rim, no good. Rebound taken away by Steffen. They've got Lycus open. They can't find her in time. Here comes Midland back the other way. Midland with the basketball. This is Miller. Miller goes high post. Steffen back over to Miller. Miller, right side Hoffman. Hoffman, three off the mark, no good. Rebound tapped, and it's down on the floor. Jump ball alternating possession. It will be Dort College basketball. So Dort College gets the ball back. Bonus situation, Midland one foul away from going to the free throw line for the bonus. Dort College has 6. Midland has 4 team fouls in this second half of play. 5:10 remaining. Bone with the basketball. Crosses over with the left hand. Over to Van Dyke. Van Dyke to Brookice. Brookice with the basketball. Down to the baseline. Cook. Cook with it on the wing. Cook down low, Van Dyke. Van Dyke turned around in the lane. Her shot no good. Rebound taken away by Lycus. Lycus with the basketball. Lycus gets the return pass. Driving down the lane, and she knocks it down. Lycus with the two-point basket. It's 57-37. 4:35 remaining. Pass right side, Brookice. Brookice with the ball. Goes down low for Cook. Cook to Van Dyke. Van Dyke with the basketball. Van Dyke comes back out to Brookice. Brookice with the ball. Back to Cook. Cook reverses Bone. Bone, three. Good. Danelle Bone with the three-point basket. Dort College leads 60-37. Bone with the three-pointer. She's got 6 points. And the defenders up 60-37, 4 minutes remaining in regulation. With it right side, Hoffman. Hoffman gives it up, Steffen. Steffen, shot no good. Rebound controlled by the Dort College defenders. Dort College with the basketball. Cook. Cook goes down low. They lose it as Marish. So Marish lost it, but it was last touched by Midland. 60-37, Dort College by 23. 3:47 left to go in regulation. Underneath, Jelsma. Jelsma lay in good. Jessica Jelsma with the two-point basket. Pass goes left side. .333 left to go in the contest. Dort College leading 62-37. Johnson misses the first free throw. She's got another one coming. 9 points for Johnson, but she's 0 for 2 on free throws, and she is a 67% free throw shooter coming into the game. Second free throw no good by Johnson, and Midland struggling from the offense on the offensive end tonight. 37 points, 17 here in the second half. With it, Brookice. Brookice to Van Dyke. Dort College will try to run some clock here, I would imagine. Heard Coach Craig Steensman telling some of his players that the clock is an ally right now. That ball is kicked out of bounds by Kara Van Dyke. With a basketball, bringing it up is Johnson. Johnson on the left wing with it. Johnson comes back over to Likas. Likas down to the baseline, lost the handle on it. Ball goes out of bounds, last touched by Midland. It'll be Dort College basketball back, and the wind coming out of the sails as I speak for Midland. Looking like a team right now that would just like to get out of here. Pass comes right side with the basketball. They get it out front. Gaysink. Gaysink, 2:49 remaining. Gaysink comes over to Jelsma. Jelsma to Gaysink. Gaysink three. Missed it. No good. Rebound cleared out by Ruprecht. Ruprecht to Likas. Likas. Johnson. Johnson. Three. No good. Rebound. Spronk has it swatted away. So Dort College in front. Kayla Adamson checks into the ballgame. Right side pass comes over to Adamson. Adamson puts it on the floor, gives it off to Spronk. 2:18 remaining. Back to Van Dyke. Van Dyke, Adamson. Adamson travels with it. Shuffled her feet before she put the ball on the deck. Midland will inbound the basketball in front of the Dort College bench. Dort College bidding for their second win of the conference season. Stand 1-4 right now. A much-needed win this evening for the defenders. Midland deep in the corner. They get it. Cross-court pass out front. Hoffman. Hoffman with the ball. Comes back right side. Three on the way. Is good. Three for Shelby Ruprecht. And the defender lead is 60-40. 1:50 and counting. Down to the baseline, Spronk. Her turnaround no good. Rebound deflected. Picked up by Jelsma. Ball's down on the floor again. Adamson picks it up, shovels it off to Bone. Bone right side to Spronk. Spronk cross-court pass. Jelsma. Jelsma down to the baseline. Jelsma has the baseline. Gets it back over to Spronk, and Spronk loses it on the baseline out of bounds. It'll be Midland basketball. Well, this one all over, but the final. So Dort College on defense. Carolyn Reinders checks into the contest for the defenders. Nikki Van Dyke also in. And the other new player in for the defenders is Bethany Hulst, as I double check our roster for make sure we've got all the right players in the ballgame. Shot no good by Nikki Van rebound by Nikki Van Dyke, unable to corral it. Midland maintains possession of it. 1 minute to go. Moon drops it down low. Shot on the way over the top of Van Dyke. No good. Rebound cleared out by Hulst. Hulst with the basketball. Gets it away to Jelsma. Jelsma across the timeline. Jessica Jelsma with the basketball. Pass goes left side over to Reinders. Reinders gives it up. Jelsma. Jelsma with the basketball. Jelsma over to Reinders. Reinders loses it as she tried to dump it down low to Nikki Van Dyke. Ball goes, is kicked by a Midland player. Dort College will inbound the basketball left side of the lane as we face the hoop. Reinders throws it in to Adamson. Adamson over the basketball. Adamson, Molly Van Rijn. Van Rijn gives it up to Reinders. Reinders to Adamson. Adamson, three, good. Kayla Adamson with the three-point basket. Dort College finding their outside shooting stroke tonight. They lead at 65-40, so a 25-point advantage. Three on the way by Midland, no good. Rebound corralled by Moon. Shot clock is off. A three-pointer by Moon. Darian Moon with 5 points, and the Dort College lead is 65-43. Adamson to Holst. Holst with the basketball, lost it. Picks it up near midcourt, nearly an over and back violation. Throws it off for Reinders, and Reinders is tied up on the play. 13.1 seconds remaining. Dort College leading by 22, 65-43. Johnson takes the ball across half court. She'll set the offense for the Warriors. Driving in, left-handed layup is up, hangs on the rim, won't drop through, and that's the ball game. Dort College 65, Midland 43, that's your final. Midland falls to 3-8, 0-6 in the conference. Dort College 4-7, and 2-4 in the conference. Dort College snaps a five-game losing streak and gets one back in the left side of the win-loss column with a 22-point victory tonight over the Midland Warriors at 65-43. This is KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. Back with more after this. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. Today's broadcast made possible by a grant from Farmers Mutual Insurance Association of Hall and Grinnell Mutual Reinsurance Company, providing Farm Mutual Insurance to Northwest Iowa farmers and homeowners since 1886. By Boren Sons of Boyden, handling gravel and excavation needs. On the web at borensons.com with us settles, you'll appreciate third quality service. This is KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. We're also live on the World Wide Web at kdcr.dort. .edu. Dort College wins tonight's women's game 65-43. Dort College defenders were up 27-20 at halftime. Steadily built the lead. It was actually cut down to 7 at one point and 5 at one point, 35-30. But from there, Dort College pushed the lead to double digits. Got up by 7 at 42-30. And end up extending the lead well into double digits and beyond. Dort College wins 65-43. They're up by as much as 25 in the second half. Dort College led unofficially by Elise Marish with Marish with 14 points. Caravan Dyke chipped in with 12. For Midland, a tough night shooting all the way around. Jamie Tramer ends up with 10 points to lead them. This is KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. Back with a rundown of all the numbers and a visit with Coach Craig Steensma right after this. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. We're also live on the World Wide Web at kdcr.dort.edu. The Dort College defenders win in women's basketball 65-43. Dort College led this evening by Elise Marish with 14 points. Kara Van Dyke ended up with 12 points and 13 rebounds. Coach Craig Steensman's taking a seat beside me. And, Coach, you're able to get the ball game a little more up-tempo and not so much fast breaks, but you're able to get the ball and get the game flowing, if you will, and outside shots started dropping. And sometimes all it takes is one or two, and things just look that much better for your team.
Yeah, you know, we were getting good shots for the last couple of weeks, but we started making those shots, and then it gets easier, and people start getting loose, and So, I have a lot of confidence in the young ladies, and, you know, they have worked really, really hard to get better every day. But, you know, we haven't gotten rewarded for that on game night for a little while. So it's good to see the progress with our uniforms on instead of just in practice, and a little easier to, you know, think of things to say in the locker room afterwards when you can win a basketball game.
Rebounding advantage of 44-34. You talked about that being one of the keys to the game and getting back on defense. How do you feel in terms of the rebounding? The proof is in the numbers. How do you feel about your defensive effort tonight?
I thought it was great. When you can hold a team to 42 points or what, 44, you know, we love that. And I thought we were really, really active and, you know, just playing a lot of different people. And then we really got a lot out of our press, too, so that was good to see as well.
Elise Marish, I made the comment, it was probably her best basketball game, not only on the offensive end, but She also doubled down a couple times, helped force some turnovers. We sometimes forget that you have a lot of moving parts and a lot of new parts to work into this ball club. Even though we've been watching it for 6 weeks, this is a team that's still trying to figure out who they are and what they are.
Right, you know, we're very young, but we have, you know, three people basically that are pretty key components to our team, and Jessica Jelsma and Elise Marish and Kayla Gasing that haven't played at all with us before. And so, and another four or five sophomores that, you know, are on their second year. So, you know, we're going to get better, I believe, every day. And but, you know, it was nice. It was just nice tonight to win. You know, I think it was just an important thing. And not say, oh, well, we did really a lot better in this and that, and but we still think we came up short. At some point, you want to be rewarded in the win column. And, you know, they're pretty happy campers in the locker room tonight.
Kayla Gasink, 11 points off the bench, 3 for 4 on threes. Didn't seem like she pressed too much, or she didn't seem like she got herself in bad positions this evening.
No, she's a smart player, and she's got good skills. And, you know, she'll get better and better, I think, as the year goes on, too. But, you know, she's relaxed watching the game for a little while, coming in off the bench, and then knowing who she's going to guard and kind of what the other team is like, I think is helpful for her. And so, you know, I'm happy to see her knock down the shots.
Morningside on Wednesday, a perennially good team, bordering on great most years. What do you know about Morningside at this point?
Well, they're deep, and they're a great team. You know, last year they were very, very good, probably in the top four or five, but they've gotten better, and they're really playing well now. So probably not a great time to play them, but it should be, you know, I'd rather play them coming off of a win and play them here at home. You know, it gives us a chance, and, you know, we'll do our best, and we'll really grow from it, I know, you know, just in the terms of pressure that they put on.
With this being exam week, are you able to get into the practice gym with everybody tomorrow for at least an hour or 90 minutes?
We are. We got their exam schedules and figured out when it would work out to have everybody there. And I think it's, you know, important for us to have a really good practice and just play really well on Wednesday night as we. That's our last game on the women's side. The men play Saturday also at Briar Cliff, but for us, that's our last game because the Briar Cliff women's team is on the road in Hawaii or somewhere. So we really want to finish well tomorrow in practice and then Wednesday against Morningside right here at home.
Coach, I'll let you go. Thanks for stopping by.
Thank you very much, Mike.
That's Coach Craig Steensma, and the Dort College Defenders get a win tonight in women's college basketball, 65-243. Let's take a look at the numbers. Dort College, 23 of 53 from the floor, 43.4%, 7 of 18 on threes, 38.9%, 12 for 18 on free throws, 66.7%. For the Midland Warriors, 18 of 60 from the floor, 30%, 5 of 16 on threes, 31.3%, 2 for 8 on free throws, 25%. Dort College out rebounds, Midland 44-34. Turnovers, Midland 24, Dort College 23. Individually, Dort College paced by Elise Marish, 6 for 7 from the deck, 14 points. 12 points for Kara Van Dyke. She was 4 for 9 from the floor, 4 for 4 on free throws. Kayla Gasink, 11 points tonight, 4 for 6 from the floor, 3 for 4 on three-pointers. 6 points for Jessica Jelsma, 5 for Brianna Sprunk, 3 for Kayla Brookeye, 6 for Danelle Bone, 3 for Kayla Adamson, 1 for Bailey Spencer, 4 for Jamie Cook. For Midland, 10 for Jamie Tramer, 5 for 8 from the floor, 2 for Shaylin Miller, 5 for Sammy Hislop, 3 for Shelby Ruppricht, 3 for Trisha Hoffman, 2 for Karen Lycus, 5 for Darian Boone, 9 for Jamila Johnson, 4 for Danielle Steffen. Jamie Tramer had 6 rebounds. Shelby Ruprecht had 6 rebounds. 4 rebounds for Kristen Cameron. 5 rebounds for Steffen. 3 for Shaylin Miller. For Dort College, Kara Van Dyke had 13 rebounds. 6 for Brianna Spronk. 4 for Kayla Gasing. 3 for Kayla Brookeis. 2 for Danelle Bone. Bethany Holst. Bailey Spencer, Jamie Cook had 4 rebounds. She also was credited with 6 assists this evening. Jessica Jelsma credited with 5. For Midland, 2 assists for Sammy Hislop and Shelby Ruprecht. 4 steals for Jamie Tramer. two for Sammy Hislop, and two each for Jamila Johnson and Darian Moon. Brianna Spront credited with five steals this evening. Kara Van Dyke, five block shots. Two steals as well for Van Dyke, and two steals for Kayla Gasing. 65-43, North College with a victory in women's college basketball this evening. Next up for the defenders, they face Morningside. North College is now 4-7, 2-4. Midland falls to 3-8, and 0-6. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. Oddly enough, both of these teams will be facing Morningside in their next conference action as Midland goes outside the conference on Wednesday for their midweek contest and play Morningside on Saturday. Today's broadcast made possible by American State Bank, offices in Sioux Center, Hospers, Granville, Elbert, and Hull, member FDIC, and the community. Also made possible by the Van England Hovet Insurance Agency of Orange City. They do one thing, insurance. Rod DeBoer is an agent. 712-737-6000. For those of you making your way to the DeWitt Gymnasium for tonight's contest, it looks like our men's contest will get started about 10 minutes early. 10 minutes so if you are in the area, holding off just a little bit of time, thinking you want to make it in just before tip-off. Looks like tip-off will be right at 10 minutes till 8 o'clock this evening. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. Let's take a break and be back. Visiting with Coach Ross Dalma, North College men's basketball coach, right after this.